Larry Gelbart was a great wit who wrote with great heart. I don't want to dampen laughs by saying that he wrote classics. He wrote gags, one-liners, plays, sitcoms, and films. He co-wrote the 1982 film Tootsie, a classic comedy, and said of its star Dustin Hoffman, with whom he reportedly had creative differences, "Never work with an Oscar winner who's shorter than the statue." His father was a Chicago barber who once cut Danny Thomas's hair, handed him an envelope with some jokes written by his son Larry. They made Danny Thomas laugh, and he hired Larry Gelbart, who was all of 16, to write jokes for his radio show. In the 1950s, Larry Gelbart found a seat in what was probably the most famous hothouse in which comedy has ever grown, the writer's room of the Sid Caesar Show, alongside Neil Simon, Mel Brooks, Woody Allen, and Carl Reiner, who would all go on to create their own classics. TV was a pristine medium then, Larry Gelbart told the Sunday Times of London. There were no footprints in the snow. You weren't worried about doing something that somebody else had done the night before, because there was no night before. He co-wrote the Broadway musical Conquering Hero, which closed after just 7 performances. But he managed to immortalize his flop by saying, as they struggled through tryouts of the musical in Philadelphia, "If Hitler's alive, I hope he's out of town with a musical." A classic line, one constantly quoted by his friend Mel Brooks, who went on to write The Producers, which famously features a lunatic musical built around Adolf Hitler. Larry Gelbart had much more success when he wrote the book for Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum in 1962, which brought borscht belt humor to ancient Rome, and it was a great fit. He moved to London then to escape religious freedom in America, he joked, but got called back in the 70s to help create MASH, the classic TV series that ran longer than the war in which it was set. After all those successes, the barber's son didn't need to work, at least for money. "I need to write to find out what I'm thinking," Larry Gelbart said. "I've been doing it professionally almost 60 years, so if I don't like it, I've wasted a lifetime. I work on several things at once that I'm never finished." Larry Gelbart got cancer last year, but in December, when spurious reports winged around the web that he died of a massive stroke, he once again wrote his way out of pain with a one-liner. Larry Gelbart sent an email to friends that asked, "Does that mean I can stop exercising?"
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings.
Frankie Howard. And you're listening to NPR News.